AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The president has said it's harder to end wars than begin them. We'll see the proof of that this morning as President Obama announces that he is keeping thousands of U.S. troops in Afghanistan right up to the moment he leaves office in 2017. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Senior officials say the president will announce today he's going to keep some 5,500 American troops in Afghanistan when he leaves office in 2017, upending his promise to close the war before a successor takes over. There are 9,800 troops there now. All will stay through most of next year. The pace of bringing them home in 2017 will be decided later. The original plan was to keep just a small number of troops at the embassy in Kabul after 2016, but commanders have been urging the president to slow the drawdown, arguing Afghans need more help to beat back the resurgent Taliban. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Millions of Americans on Social Security will not get an increase next year. The announcement just made by the government, which says inflation is low, so there will be no increase in Social Security benefits next year. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week, matching the lowest level in 42 years. The message there? Employers remain confident enough in the economy to hold on to the workers they've got. Is it possible that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump won the Democratic presidential candidates debate on Tuesday night? He says he was tweeting about it and drew a crowd.
Somebody said on one of the networks the winner was Trump because we picked up 160,000 followers. Do you believe it?
Donald Trump last night at a rally in Richmond at the Richmond International Raceway. 5,000 people were there. This is AP Radio News. So it turns out we didn't know everything about the New York City woman who sued her 12-year-old nephew after he jumped into her arms at a birthday party, causing her to fall and break her wrist, she says. Jennifer Connell was vilified on social media, but she and her nephew, Sean Tarallo, were on the Today Show this morning.
She would never do anything to hurt the family or myself. And she loves us.
Jennifer Connell says she needed Sean's parents' homeowners insurance to pay her medical bills. But under Connecticut law, that's where he lives, Connecticut, she could only sue an individual.
An individual has to be named. And in this case, because Sean and I had this fall together, I was informed that Sean had to be named. I was never comfortable with that.
A jury this week rejected her suit. Kia is recalling some late model Sorento SUVs because the transmission can shift out of park. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.